stand up, please?
Jesus belongs to me.
So privileged this morning. Father, we have been fed at your table over this past week.
Yes.
You have blessed us, Father. You have been with us and among us, even in our fellowship, Father.
Yes.
We have been strengthened in our fellowship, and we thank you for that. Your blessing has been upon your people and remains upon your people, Father. We are in a place, dear Lord, that you have brought us to, and we see before us a tremendous way that the Lord is opening up unto us.
Amen.
And we bless your holy name, Father, this morning.
Amen.
We just pray, dear Lord, as we are drawing to the close of this camp, that that presence of your Spirit will not in any way diminish, but we will go from this place, Father, built up and able to walk on the path that you have set before us. Be with us, Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I understand that we will be blessed this morning by the ministry of some of the younger members of the body. And I think I've been told anyway that this is all ready to go. It's a matter of just pushing the button. So here's the button, and whoever is taking oversight of that, just please feel free to come and do so. Lord bless you.
I got to do the announcements all week for the children, so I guess I get to do the announcements this morning. I'm wondering if we could have the children come up, and all the children. So we worked with 3 to 5 year olds, and then we worked with the 6 to 10 year olds, and then we worked with 11 and 12 year olds. You're not coming? Are you going to help us sing, girls? That'd be lovely. I just thought I'd tell you about what the preschoolers were doing as she gets them organized. They spent a fair amount of time just talking about what all God has provided for the creatures that he's made and for us as people. And so all their songs had to do with God's provision for the animals and for us.
We ended up, they were having such fun with the sea creatures part about how God made the sea creatures and he provided for the sea creatures. And so we kind of stayed on that a little bit longer. So we're going to sing a song about the creatures in the deep, deep sea. And we talked about how God gave them what they need and just about God's imagination, how he made such amazing creatures. Who could have fathomed an octopus? Or anyways, we talked about that, and then we also talked about how God made us, and He gave us the things that we need for our lives, and He's a provider. Okay, so I'll let them sing.
They crashed down in the deep, deep sea. God made the fish and creatures down in the sea, deep sea. God made you and me.
God made the shark. God made the shark down in the sea. Wait, sorry, let's start again. God made the
God.
Way down deep in the deep, deep sea. God made the dolphin shark look and see. Swimming very quickly, swimming very fast. Down in the deep, deep sea. Let me see you swimming. God made the fish and creatures down in the deep, deep sea. And God made you and me. Good enough.
Way down deep in the deep, deep sea, God made the octopus look and see. Swimming very quickly, swimming very fast, down in the deep, deep sea. God made the fish and creatures down in the deep, deep sea. And God made you.
All right, now we're going to do God Made Me, okay? So one, two, three,
God made me. God made me.
I made it in His image, special, you see. There's nobody else like me. Eyes to see, ears to hear, mouth to eat and talk.
Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Jesus is. He's the least of the chosen. He's kind and instigated. He's the fairest of the thousand. And he already ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Jesus is.
All right.
All over the world, the Spirit is moving. All over the world, the prophet there will be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord in the water covered sea.
So strong and so mighty, there nothing he cannot do for you. God is so great, so strong and so mighty, nothing God cannot do for you. The mountains are his, the rivers are his, the stars are his, and he's walked too. He's so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing God cannot do for you.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
My God is so great,
so strong and so mighty, there's nothing more.
God
can do
for you.
You.
Ask a grandma if she would pray for those that are not with us up on the stage, that they would feel better for their trip home.
Father, we just thank you for these precious little ones. Lord, we pray that your hand will be upon their lives in a very special way. Father, we're sorry to hear that some children are not well. Lord, just pray that you would touch them and you'd be with all these children, Lord, as they travel home tomorrow, Lord. Keep them safe. Keep them well. Help them to feel better, Lord, and may the presence of the Lord be upon them in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, now you may go to your seats. Good job, you guys. Thank you. Now, these are our 6 to 12-year-olds. Our 12-year-olds had some special time this week, and the 6 to 10-year-olds had their own special time, so it was kind of neat that we could just pour our love into them in such a small group. We had a couple lessons on wanting more of Jesus in our life so that there was less of us and more of Jesus. And so we'll start with the song, I Want More of Jesus.
I want more of Jesus, more and more. rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus so that he'll have more of me.
It's a nice idea to have more of Jesus and to want that, but sometimes we just need Christ's help to help us and to let us be faithful. And so that's our prayer, that we would be faithful. Sometimes that would require us to just be still and listen to God's small voice. And so if Sharon Rose, you could go to a mic. We'll make sure it's tall enough for you. And Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it takes a little bit of faith to believe in the big miracles, especially when we've been really ill. And so now we have a trio, and we'll help out on the chorus. There's Naomi Levson and Haley and Alina. Sorry, went back a generation. Sorry, Naomi Price to sing our verses for us. Some of the children have prepared songs or verses for us. Sharon Dubrose, did you want to start?
Sure. Okay. She'll just go in. Okay. I'm going to be saying Psalms 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I'll say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I'll trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your your side, and 10,000 shall fall at your right side. But it shall not come near you, only if your eyes shall look and see the reward of the wicked. You shall not be afraid, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor any plague come near you. He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands he shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot upon a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He has called upon me. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I'll satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Amen. Mama, is Daddy doing piano? Okay.
No, not by might. No. Spirit, O Lord, healer of hearts, binder of wounds, lives that are lost, restore. Flow through this land till every man praises your name once more.
It's beginning to rain. Hear the voice of the Father. He said, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my Spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, lift your hand to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Matthew 7:24-27. For everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat that house, yet it did not fall because its foundation had been built on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on a sandy beach. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash.
I just might add that Kieran built his house on the solid foundation yesterday, and his house did not fall down.
I'll be singing Grace.
No,
disowned, focused. I see the things you do through me as great things I have done. And now you gently break me, and lovingly you take me, and hold me as my father, and mold me as my maker. I ask you, how many times will you pick me up? I keep on letting you down, and each time I will fall short of your glory. How far will forgiveness abound? And you answer, my child, I love you. And as long as you're seeking my face, you'll walk in the power of my daily sufficient grace. At times I may grow weak and feel a bit discouraged, knowing that someone somewhere could do a better job. For who am I to serve you? I know I don't deserve you, and that's the part that burns in my heart and keeps me hanging on. I ask you, how many times will you pick me up? I keep on letting you down. Each time I will fall short of your glory, I fall, forgiveness abound. And you answer, my child, I love you. And as long as you're seeking my face, you'll walk in the power of my daily sufficient grace.
Through the eyes of men, it seems there's so much we have lost. As we look down the road where all the prodigals have walked, and one by one the enemy has whispered lies and led them off as slaves. But we know that you are God, yours is the victory. We know there is more to come than we may not yet see. So with the faith you've given us, we'll step into the valley unafraid. Yeah. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive. God of endless mercy, God of unrelenting love, rescue every daughter, bring us back the wayward sons. And by your Spirit breathe upon them, show the world that you alone can save. You alone can save. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive. So breathe, O breath of God, now breathe, O breath of God, breathe, O breath of God, now breathe. O breathe, O breath of God, now breathe. O breath of God, breathe, O breath of God, now breathe. Breathe, O breath of God, now breathe. O breath of God, breathe, O breath of God, now breathe. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, yeah. We call out to dry bones, come alive.
Well, it's been our pleasure to work with the children, and there's been lots of people add little things here and there, so it has been a real joy to that we all have sort of come together to work with them, and so thank you to all those that helped out, and thank you, children. It's been a blessing.
Sorry, Wesley missed his chance. Ready? Deep and... Come on. Deep and wide, deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and... What? Deep and... He wanted to. Okay, yeah, you guys sing with them. You guys sing. Ready? Deep and wide, deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Deep and wide, deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide.
Privilege this morning of setting a deacon in the church in Portland, and I just asked Chris Cornell if he could come up and the brethren come up, and we'll stand together and set him in the office. Father, we just thank you that Chris is a faithful member of your body. Dear Lord, we just thank you that he's walked with you all of his life, and that he has been a part of that church in Portland and been a strong support of the elders there. And dear Lord, we just want to, this morning we are just setting him as a deacon in that local church. Dear Father, we ask that for your presence, your continued guidance, wisdom for him, dear Lord. And we just ask that this, as he continues what he's been doing in the past, that it will all be blessed. We just pray for the church in Portland. We just ask that for that wisdom there as well. There are other members. Some are not here, dear Father, and we just ask that this will be a strong church. Dear Father, in our own hearts, we long for it to grow in numbers. And dear Lord, but Father, we know that your will is that we know that you know all things. You see the future. And dear Lord, that you are in charge. We are your servants. Amen. And we just ask a special blessing on Chris and the church in Portland today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise
God.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
My son, the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord, and he directs him whithersoever he would. My son, as you have opened your heart to my spirit, committed yourself to walk in my ways, I have gone before you. I have prepared the way before you, guided your steps not after the wisdom of men, nor after the ways of this earth, but according to my will and according to my purpose, that you might fit into the place that I have called for you in the temple of the Lord, in the house that I am preparing. For I have set you, my son, where I have chosen. I have placed my spirit upon you, that you are able to minister and to function in the place where you have been set. For the work of the house of the Lord is not the work of the mind of man. It is the work of the Spirit. And a man that walks under my command, hears my voice, and walks softly before me, and does my will. My son, fear thou not for the mantle that the Lord would place upon thee. For with the mantle also comes the ability in my spirit that will enable thee to carry it. Thou shalt be a strength because I have set thee where I have set thee. Thou shalt carry the burden because I have placed that upon thee, and I shall walk with thee, my son. Thy words shall bring a stability. Thou shalt speak, my son, according to my leading, and it shall bring a sense of direction and a sense of the way that the Spirit of the Lord would go. Those that hear these things will know that this is the word of the Lord, and they will heed it. Therefore, my son, stand in the house of the Lord and speak my word. Wait upon me that I might fill thy heart with those things that would be brought unto my people. For thou shalt stand before my people and speak, reveal my truth, not according to the intellect, but according to the word of the Lord and the authority of his word.
Thou shalt declare the truth with authority, and those that hear it shall know and follow after it. They shall walk as one who follows a shepherd, because as you follow me, they will follow safely in that place. Therefore, my son, walk with confidence. Take my hand and walk with confidence. For the staff that I put in thy hand shall be for the welfare of my people. My son, when the enemy would arise, be strong and be bold in the Lord. Do not allow that to come against my people, my sheep. For I have set shepherds where I have set them, and they shall be a defense against the works of the enemy. Stand in the place where I have called thee, my son, and be as a rock, for I have called thee to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Thou shalt stand even in the time of a storm and in the time of turmoil, even when dark clouds gather upon the earth as they do in this hour. My people shall see the light, and they shall walk with confidence. They shall be strengthened because they will see your walk, my son. Walk before me faithfully. Be strong in the Lord, and I will strengthen thee. Hear my word, and my word shall be alive in thy heart, and thou shalt speak it with confidence. And it shall be that it shall establish my people. I have set thee, my son, where I have set thee this day. It is the setting of the Lord, and thou canst have no doubt or any misgivings in his choice. But trust in the Lord, and he shall be thy strength, even in this hour, saith the Lord.
A lighthouse in the desert. Yea, a lighthouse in a dry land and a thirsty. Yea, I have placed thee strategically, saith the Lord. Yea, a lighthouse to those that would journey, to those that would go by, a lighthouse. Yea, those that are wandering and wondering, where do we go from here? Yea, there shall be a light, a lighthouse that ministers solid ground. Yea, ministers direction and life and a solidness and a sure way towards the house of the Lord. To the spiritual house that I am building, members, yea, and as thou wouldst go here and go there, the lighthouse will follow thee, and thou shalt be this strong tower, yea, and many will look, yea, you will not be concerned about impressing, for surely the light of the earth, the light of the world, the light of the Son of God is upon you, saith the Lord. Yea, and it shall be known. Yea, thou may not know, but it shall be known. Others will see more than you see in you, my son. Yea, I have planted you. I have placed you as a place in the house of the Lord. Yea, for a particular spot to be a tremendous strength to those that you would work with, yes, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Yea, my son, I have watched you from the time you were an infant until your current day. And many, my son, have been the trials and the tribulations and the disappointments that you have experienced. But yea, my son, I have watched you stay steadfast in my ways. And I've watched you look to me for strength and for wisdom And I say unto thee, my son, yea, when thou dost seek me, and when thou is meditating in my word, yea, listen carefully for my voice, for I will speak to thee. And yea, my son, yea, as thou speakest forth in the gatherings, yea, the people will listen to thee, for they will not hear you, my son, but they will hear me speaking forth from you. I love you, my son. Keep walking in my ways. Fear not what lies ahead, for I am with you, and I will never leave you nor forsake you, my son.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Father, let your blessing rest upon our brother as he fulfills the office as a deacon in the house of the Lord. Let your mantle rest upon him mightily for this work. Amen. As we impart that spirit upon him, dear Lord, in a new and a living way. Father, you've already prepared him. He's done the work. It's within him to do this. And Father, just let a portion of thy spirit in a greater way rest upon him, dear Father. Bless him, dear Lord. Let the joy of the Lord be his strength. Let the joy of the Lord fill his heart as he serves, as he does the things that he feels to do and is directed to do, that he would do it with the joy of the Lord and with the peace of God and with authority in the name of Jesus Christ of Galilee. Amen.
Father, we thank you for this young man.
Thank you.
Who has been through so many trials. And he has been faithful, so very faithful to you. He's been a strength to me, and it's been a strength to the whole family. God, just continue to lead him. Give him the strength and the wisdom in the days ahead that are necessary. We ask a special blessing in Jesus' name.
Amen. This afternoon we're going to be participating, as has been mentioned, in a funeral at the water. And so we'll ask Brother Dave to come and speak to us, minister us to us a little bit about the baptismal experience.
Isn't the Lord good? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Such a privilege to be here with everyone again this morning. I'd just like to start by reading John, the first chapter, and it's just about six or seven verses there, starting about the 19th verse. And this is the record of John when the Jews sent the priests and the Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." John was very careful in his walk with God to not let people think he was the Christ. You know, and there's a lot of cases in our world today that that's not the case, and unfortunately a lot of people are misled. But John was very careful, and they asked him, "What then art thou, Elias?" And he said, "I am not." "Art thou the prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then said they unto him, "Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?" And he said, "I am the voice and the crying in the wilderness." And I think oftentimes that's where we are. You know, and we should be the voice. But we don't always cry in the wilderness. But there are times when Christ will bring us to that point, won't he? But anyway, he said, "I am the voice and one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah." And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him, and they said unto him, "Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet?" And John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to loose or to unloose." These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. And the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And this is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore am I coming baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him." What a beautiful experience John had to have. How would you feel if you were the one standing there baptizing Christ, and you saw this anointing of the Holy Spirit coming from his Father in heaven?
You know, what a tremendous experience. And the reason I'm up here this morning is not just to share this reading with you, but I have been feeling through the camp, the word baptism was mentioned. I've been kind of wondering and feeling within myself if there would be some that might experience something that my wife and I experienced. My wife was baptized when she was 7. I was baptized when I was 8. And in the 90s, we were in North Battleford. And there was a beautiful camp. They're all beautiful, but this particular camp, there was quite a teaching and a message given on baptism. Brother York spoke, I remember. That was a subject that was always very dear to his heart. But anyway, my wife and I, we talked about it. And so I went to a couple of the traveling ministries, and I asked them if it would be okay if we were to be baptized again. And they said, by all means, by all means. And so I'm wondering if there could be many of you here today that were possibly baptized as a child. Because I can assure you that the experience I had when I was 8 years old, and I remember it very well, but it was much greater, the experience that I had when in the 90s, and I'd have been in my mid-50s. And I remember when I came out of the water, for just a few seconds, I was speaking in tongues. When I came out of that water, I just felt such an anointing from the power of God. And in talking with the brethren here, they felt very much that I should share that experience with you. And if that opens the door for some of you to want to... We gave ourselves in this respect. We wanted to rededicate our life to Christ when we were baptized in the 90s. Because we had never had that experience together as being baptized. And it was a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. And so I'm not going to take a lot of time here this morning. I just want to open the door for any of you that wish to be baptized. You've got a little while between now and 1:30 to think about it. But if that is the case, feel free to mention it maybe to one of the ministries that you would like to be baptized this afternoon, and the door will be open. Okay. But there's something about the fact of being able to say all through the years, you know, yes, I was saved, I was saved, and I asked the Lord into my heart when I was 6 years old in my family's home. My mom and dad knelt with me at a sofa, and I accepted the Lord as my Savior at 6 years of age, and at 8, I was baptized. But that it was nowhere near the experience of being baptized in my middle 50s. God is good. And he blesses us in many ways. And that was an experience that we had. And we just wanted to share it with you. And let the Lord speak to you if you so desire to do so. The door is open, okay? God bless you. Like I say, it's been a joy to be here with you all this morning, throughout the week. Okay.
Praise the Lord. We've really appreciated having the children here today. They're not all there. There are children, and then there are taller ones. And we could see this morning the progression of what happens when they start out. We were thrilled by some of the very small ones that were singing or speaking. And they We enjoyed smiling at them as well when they, the way they acted, but we can see maturity as they grow, and we just, it's such a wonderful experience to be part of this. We often mention that when children are born into the church, it's the responsibility of all of us to raise them. And how do we raise them? We set examples for them and care for them and pray for them. And we see these wonderful children growing up, and they're just, it's just a thrill. So, and we see them maturing and walking with God, and we just, our hearts are thrilled when we see them continue to walk with God even as they grow up. There was, we've, in some of the churches that we've been in, there's a custom of having the, you know, their children would come up with their verse or their song, and they do that until they're 12, and then when they're 13, they're a teenager, and they don't have to do that anymore. That's such a shame. That's not the case in Vancouver, Alina. When you become 13, it doesn't, you continue. So just to remind you, we want them to continue to minister to us and, for that one, there was one song that said, "I will sing unto the Lord for," I don't know the words, "so I will sing unto the Lord for the rest of my life," or something like that. And I'm thinking, what a wonderful blessing if that continues all of our lives. So we just appreciate it so much. You know, if anyone has a special song or anything for us this morning and is ready, we could, we have a few minutes until we need to go for lunch, and don't want to really change the order of the service, because we've gone through setting the deacon, we've had some ministry on water baptism, we're going to have water baptism right after lunch today. And we just want to flow into that. So we want to be praying about that and thinking about it. And so we just don't want to interfere with what God has for us. Are there any, I guess we've said everything we need to say about water baptism, the process, the Calgary elders, or some of the Calgary elders, will be in the water. So we would like everyone to be out there to be part of the congregation and support of those that are being baptized today. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Is there a song we can sing? There must be. I don't have my songbook. Yeah. Let
to dwell in unity, for there the Lord commands his blessing.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I was just remembering many years ago when I was baptized. I thought maybe good to share my testimony, maybe some of you. But I remember different ones asking me, because it was new to us at that time, because the brethren hadn't been baptizing people because they wanted more revelation. And that was maybe the first year. I remember different ones saying to me, are you getting baptized? And I'd say, well, I can't see any reason not to. And when I was baptized, it was a wonderful experience. And one of the brethren came and prophesied over me. And he said I would have boldness in the church. I would stand up and talk to the people. Here I am doing that today. And I was extremely shy, almost shy of my own shadow. And so salvation made a change in my life. So did the baptism. And I just want to share that it does make a difference.
I'm not going to share my own experience, but one of my kids walked away from the Lord for a while. And when you enter into sin, it troubles your spirit. And he had trouble feeling connected to the Lord. And we were at the Winkler Bible Camp at that time, and one of the moms from a different province spent about 2.5 hours just chatting with my boy. And she shared how her husband had had a similar experience of feeling it hard to feel connected to the Lord. And what he had done was he had gotten rebaptized. And my boy had gotten baptized as a young child, and he made that choice to be rebaptized that day. Made quite a difference for him. So I thought, that's another circumstance sometimes.
I was baptized on September 6th, 2014. And it says here, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 37:28.
What did that say again? It said, be baptized and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Didn't it?
Acts 2:37.
Yes. So, that's something we're looking for as well. And I believe that many that were, you know, when you read in the scriptures, the number of people that were baptized, I was just reading where it said that because of Peter's message that thousands, I forget the number, I shouldn't say it, but a lot of people were believed and were baptized, and they expected, many received the Holy Spirit right there as they were baptized. You know, sometimes you think it's salvation and baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit. They can all be one. You know, God wants us to enter into those things as soon as we're able. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can all think back about of times when we've had baptismal services that were such a blessing. And, well, they all are, but some very special ones. There was a, when, at the early days of the move, there was, as was mentioned, the brethren weren't sure what that was all about or just how they should proceed. So there were a few years that there was no water baptism in the church, and then it began. And there were some older folks that were just a little reluctant to be baptized because most people around would say, oh, you know, haven't you entered into that before? You know, so, we need to enter into that experience if between the Lord and ourselves that we feel that we should. Praise the Lord. Well, one of the great things about this camp is the fellowship. I was walking around this morning and I would see a group of people over there talking and another group over in another place talking, and you could tell that bonds were being formed that like never before. So it's a wonderful thing. And we have a few little extra time before lunch, and so I'm going to dismiss the service and give you a chance to continue with that fellowship between now and lunchtime. Yeah. Announcements.
We have some water games planned for the children this afternoon. About 4 o'clock, if they want to come up onto the grass between the Bayview and where the canteen is, we'll have some water games for them. And if you're interested in helping Suzanne and Thomas fill water balloons, I'm sure they would greatly appreciate that. So you can get a hold of them if you're able to help them out, or if you see them, help them out. Anyway, so that's a plan around 4 o'clock, close to the canteen, between the canteen and the Bayview.
Up to Grayson's age, if you could answer these questions, just out loud to me, response. Okay, so the anchors that held people up were the big posts, and they said they put 6 feet of cement in there, and they're called anchors. And the belay ropes go up through them to hold, and people were holding those. So the anchor, so those people, can you tell me, in your life from now on, who will be your anchor? Right. Who said that? Heard somebody. Thank you. God is our anchor. And I don't say that lightly, because lots of good things are going to happen in your life, and lots of bad things are going to happen. But God will always be your anchor. Okay. Next one. What do you call it when people are all going and doing the same thing and working together and achieving a goal?
Teamwork.
Teamwork? Yeah. Something else that we've been also talking about. Pardon me? Yes, yeah, Saskatchewan town is named after it. Could somebody say it again?
Unity.
Yeah. Okay, so just think about this. See, think about the people who got, well, first of all, were out of their comfort zone and got stuck. And they still tried. And people who, also on the other end, who knew that they shouldn't be doing it, who didn't do anything. That's right, too. And think about the people that said, I can't do it. Can somebody help me? And think about the people that put out their hand and helped them. I appreciated everyone. And I really thought each one of you did a wonderful job. And let's apply it to our walk with God, that we need one another. The Mohawk one was especially good. And what's the name of the
What do you think the name of the people who were directing as we were trying to work as a team? They're called?
Leaders.
Leaders. You got it. They're leaders. So who leads the leaders? God leads the leaders, right. Okay, said very pretty simply, but I hope we get something out of that. And would you mind if I just pray for them? Okay. Father, our children are really important to us and our young people. And we love them very much. Lord, help them, Lord, to apply the principles that they've seen to their life, Lord. And I pray that they will see that there's so many people around them, their parents, their elders, their deacons, there's members of the body of Christ that are all part of the team and that we're all working together to move towards you, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that you will help them to remember that and that their lives will move forward and not backward. Help them to really be anchored on you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Just one more thing I need to say. Daryl went home this morning, and he left me with a few instructions to finish up, and one of them was to ask you, everyone, to observe as you're walking around, check for garbage on the ground and pick it up and put it in the garbage. We want to leave this perfectly clean. I don't suppose anyone put any garbage out anyway, but